The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 20 January 2020. Along with Steve Elkins, riding shotgun down there in Florida. And I was talking about this article that D.B. Kidd had wrote, and she also included the Masters of Seduction, Beguiling Americans into Slavery and Self-Destruction. She does some excerpts out of that and talking about Masters of Seduction that show the adversaries are not only fulfilling their vision of human reconstruction, but are using every plan and policy, every program and every course of action, every law and institution, in short, every means to create a world police state. Now, folks, let me stop and digress here for a second. You can't have a world police state if you've got an armed populace, can you? That's right. Communists are striving to achieve, among other things, the following ends: banish the traditional nuclear family composed of the father, mother, and children. Hillary Clinton, she said it takes a village. Transfer the care and rearing of children to the community and to the communist-led youth organizations, such as the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and Big Brother, Big Sisters of America. Gain control of the education system, communize textbooks, and indoctrinate teachers with a communist communitarian, I just love that word, ideology, infiltrate and subvert all other cultural and social institutions, including the churches. Achieve government control over the healthcare industry, gain control of the newspapers, publishing houses, motion picture industry, radio, television, and the internet. Use the environmental movement to gain control of ownership of private land and production and to wipe out industrial civilization. Remember Gus Hall, folks? He was a leader and the chairman of the Communist Party USA and perennial presidential candidate. He was a committed communist who wrote a tell-all book titled Ecology, Can We Survive Under Capitalism? Old Gus used this book to promote socialism and erasing and easing us, rather, into communism by using the environment as justification for abolishing all private property ownership and steering America to ruin. America would be doomed if capitalism isn't crushed. His battle cry is Greta Thunberg and AOC and the hundreds of NGOs operating in this country with a main goal of destroying our way of life. Civilization as we know it, after all, if we don't fight cow farts, the planet's just absolutely going to explode, folks. It's boom. And old Al Gore revved up this crap science about global warming after he left the White House and has been raking in megabucks ever since. All the deadlines predicted where the planet would be dead along with the rest of us all have come and gone just like wind in the mountains. A Glacier National Park had to remove signs predicting glaciers will be gone by 2020. January 9, 2020. Well, they're not melted yet. Signs added to Montana's Glacial National Park over a decade ago forecasting that the park's signature dense ice formations would be gone by 2020. The only thing that's gone is the signs that they posted up. Many fine individuals and organizations have been in the front lines for decades, battling these evildoers, while American people continue to re-elect the same incumbents working to destroy their lives and making us pay for it. Isn't that great? One of those organizations, the American Policy Center, headed up by a true warrior named Tom DeWeese. For the past year, I've been working to sound the alarm, this is Tom DeWeese talking, that the American beef industry is under massive assault from the radical environmental and animal rights movement that seek to its ultimate destruction. Throughout the years, I've been addressing cattlemen's group to educate them on the facts. I have learned over nearly 30 years of exposing these groups and their plans to transform our entire culture and economy through the enforcement of policy called sustainable development. In the rural areas, the Greens' selected tactic is to control the land, water, and energy, and the population of the earth. To achieve those ends requires, among other things, the destruction of private property rights and elimination of every individual's ability to make personal lifestyle choices, including their own damn diets. That's why the American beef industry is such a necessary target. First, they had to create a false crisis so everyone would feel the need to take immediate action. Their tactic was to declare that beef was not sustainable, not as a product to grow anyhow, and not as healthy food for people to consume. This put the cattlemen in the middle of a pincer move between radical environment movements seeking to control the land use. I give you the stuff that happened out in Nevada, folks. And the animal rights movement, which demanded the end of consumption of animals. Demand Congress stop funding this manufactured hoax. We've got to ride the global warming issue. Even if the theory of global warming is wrong, we will be doing the right thing in terms of economic policy and environmental policy. Tim Wirth, former member of Congress under U.S. Secretary of State for Global Affairs, that column is also critically important, especially the sections about Dixie Lee Ray and the Earth Summit of Rio de Janeiro back in 1992. Now, the public doesn't know about this stuff because the media would much rather sit down and titillate you and entertain you and distract you rather than talking about these type of issues. Steve, and I include Fox News in that.
John, I kind of I wonder what they're teaching in school these days for journalism schools. I would love to hear what students, if there was a student listening, because the days of Edward R. Murrow are over, and investigative journalism is not there. If it is there, it's on the dark side for an agenda. And I'm very disappointed. Like Carlin said, I don't trust my government. Anything comes out of their mouth, and I don't trust the mainstream media. How many times have we played that clip here on this network? It's our job to control what you think. How many times have we played that? Yeah. Talked about that?
Yeah.
And nobody's alarmed that the mainstream media actually has the gonadal tissue, as Mike Rivera would say, to actually say that and admit that it's our job to control what you think. Nobody raises their arms up. Nobody says anything about it. Other than people on this network, nobody seems to give a damn that somebody said that's our job.
Well, and you take a look at these quote unquote journalists, they all have law degrees. And I forget the one's name. She does The Five on Fox. I'll think
her name's Marie or Maria something.
No, not dark hair. Not but she's Bartolomeo or whatever. However you say her name, she's not on that. Okay. At any rate, there's also another program called Outnumbered. Now, Outnumbered, you got one guy sitting in the middle, flanked by two females on either side. And one of them today, I was watching this, and I'm thinking, why is your opinion important? She was a game show host.
Yeah.
That's what she was.
Yeah.
But the majority of these people that are esteemed and held in high contract numbers with these news agencies, what are they? They're, number one, they're all lawyers. I don't see them touting their journalistic degrees because I doubt very much if they have them. You know,
they actually had Jenna Bush too. She's on one of those panels. You see, there's one called The View, The Real. There's a couple. There's like four or five of them now. And so, evidently, you've got four or five women who are the smartest women on the planet who can expose the problems and, of course, no solutions. But they're sided always on one side. That's why they call it The View, not The Views. It's all one view, their view, and they all agree on the same thing. All very liberal.
And Miles in Maine. I'm sorry. Let me get you in here. Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, John. I just wanted to check in with you guys and get your opinion here. Wasn't Martin Luther King a communist? Backed by communists?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what J. Edgar Hoover accused him of. I've read something about that, but that's what J. Edgar Hoover accused him of, and that's why he's been following. He followed him from 1955 on until the day, the day 1968.
Well, that's what we did with communists. In that day, that's what we did with communists. But didn't they attend a communist-inspired training academy, the Highlander Folk School?
That I'm not aware of. No, I was not aware of that.
And maybe you can look that up, Highlander Folk Schools. So it's kind of interesting history from what I understand, and I was just seeing if I could get some clarification. Maybe either of you could have heard anything on it. But it's interesting in that day because, John, as you sure know, surely the former mayor of there in Detroit, Coleman Young, was a communist himself.
I'm going to give you a little clue here, Miles. In every major city, who are the mayors? Who are the police chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
And this has been the problem. This is why I've said on the air, white America, it's not the issue. Oh well, black just moved in next to me. There goes the neighborhood. Not because they're black, because they're a political affiliation.
Yes.
It's block voting, John. It's what is called block voting. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But they get the numbers, and then I'm sorry.
You're talking. Yeah, you keep talking over Miles. You can't hear him. And he's talking, and you're talking.
Sorry, Miles.
Miles, go ahead. Finish out your statement.
Yeah, no, I just think it's an interesting theme that how that era come about and kind of sought those people out to, go forward out into these movements. But in the underlying theme, they were the ambassadors towards pushing those people forward into it. And like I was mentioning, you see like Coleman Young and you see a lot of these people.
Miles, let me ask you a question. With all the billions, and I do mean billions of dollars, that have been pumped into the inner cities under the guise of we need to help our black fellow Americans. Who is it being run by? It's being run by Democrats. Miles, you yourself, and I don't want to put you on a spot here, but if you had billions of dollars to spend on programs in the inner cities to elevate the black population, to shut down the damn ghettos, inject some business and some pride and education into these areas, do you think you might be able to accomplish it if you knew what the problem was and you had billions of dollars to spend?
Sure, I'd gear them toward entrepreneurship and skilled trades.
Well, there's a couple of suggestions right there. But what I'm saying, you or may not be the guy, or just rudimentary common sense and a microphone to speak into, and a wallet to draw some money out of. This has been going on for years and years and years. And every year the Democrats come out and, oh my God, look. And here's the backdrop. Here's why they keep getting away with it, because things get progressively worse. Oh, then we need some money. People don't know what to do but to throw money at a situation. No, it takes some logical, linear thinking And this is the problem that I have with this cultural split in this country. And I think
we're making some progress there, because many blacks now are becoming educated and they're becoming entrepreneurs, and so that vote block can't be relied upon. Thus, now they're cultivating the illegal alien vote
block. Yeah, no doubt there. The people with their hands out, look at these poor immigrants. Oh, they're busting up families. Oh, well, they deserve a break. No, the American people deserve a break. But that's not what these people are about. They're about multiculturalizing the society to break it further apart. That's what they're about.
Yes.
Hey, if I could ask Miles a question.
When you look at the Trump rallies, you're seeing more and more blacks attending and more come out for Trump and saying what a job he's done that to assist by putting forth his programs and some of his ideas.
Well,
I think that's kind of refreshing.
Well, and Miles, they're going to need more black votes, and they're going to need more Hispanic votes, because I got a funny feeling here, less white people are going to be voting for Mr. Trump in 2020. What do you think? As long as, it's perceived that Donald Trump is against these aliens. Well, he's made his conciliatory moves. He's done a few of those. Yeah, the guy wanted to build a wall, and he wanted to give the power back to ICE to do their job. Nobody gets in this country, folks. Would you open up your, if you have your money in a bank vault in a bank, would you keep the door open, or would you demand that it stays shut so not every mother and her uncle could walk into that vault? Well, that's basically what they've done. We're being robbed here, and the politicians and these communitarians are at full tilt boogie to break up this culture, this society. They're working at it at all angles. I hasten to use the word revolution in this country, but I will remind people that this far down the road, as well entrenched as these communists are in our own country, infused into our culture, control of the education, control of the media that would report on education not doing a fantastic job, all of this stuff is kept off the radar screen. But I'll tell you something, a restoration project, and I don't need to use bullets, all I need to do is just, like you're going to whack a dog with a newspaper, just roll up the Constitution and start slapping the snot out of these communists with the law of the land. And they're now openly subverting it in people's faces. They're turning it into a political game. This thing in Richmond, it had to take place. It had to have taken place. And I thank God that nobody was hurt. No false flags went off. I think the word went out quickly amongst the rank and file that went there. We're not going to tolerate any crap. Miles, I thank you for your call. Well, the communitarian expert, Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Howdy, gents.
Hi.
You said the magic word, so you pricked my ears.
I know where your on and off switch is. Okay? All I have to say is communitarian, and Lark lights up.
Well, because there's not a better word in the English language that better describes in one word what is going on. And this is underscored by the fact that there is such a thing as communitarian law. It was 70 years in the making, and people in Europe, on this side of the pond, they know it as EU law, or euphemistically as community law. But guess what it really means? In French, it's acquis communautaire. In English, it's communitarian law, a law which is 70 years in the making.
Hold on to that 70 years in the making, because, you're just about right about that. Yeah. And I think the flip really started to change after the last good Democrat this country ever saw. What was his name again? John Kimono? Kennedy. Oh, that's right. John F. Kennedy. We'll be right back. Stick around, Lark.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mark, I'd love to put you back on the network. You got a co-host out there you can bring on with you? Because I think it's high time you start giving the history once again, now that it's in everybody's face, but they don't recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, but you can bet the politicos and all those lawyers you talk about that are holding quote-unquote public office, they know what it is.
Sure,
because they read the book. And, you know, these people are conditioned in university to think they're somehow smarter and better than the rest of us anyway. You know, they like to pull from the group of people. When I was going to high school, John, I graduated in 72, but you had three groups in that school. This was in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was an Air Force brat, remember? So I'm not even a born Texan. I'm a Floridian. I could tell you some things about Florida, by the way, but be that as it may, and the same with Michigan or Indiana or Ohio or whatever, because I've got a little bit of a history, but you had the so-called freaks. Those are the hippie wannabes. Then you had the goat ropers. Those are the kids that were raised on farms and ranches in the rural parts of the area. And then you had what was called the socials. The socials are what happens to people when they go to university today. They turn into socials. And, you know, you've heard people say that they were raised with, you know, conservative rural values going into university, but they came out and their whole worldview was changed. And this is what's happening in the universities today. You've interviewed Robin Eubanks once before. Clint Richardson interviewed her once or twice, and I was the first guy that ever interviewed her ever prior to the publication of her book. And you can find out about this woman just by doing a search. It's called Credential to Destroy: How and Why Education Became a Weapon. Got near 5-star reviews on Amazon, and she's got an accompanying website called Invisible Surf's Caller. I've learned so much from that woman. But I have another resource I want to turn you all on to. This is called the American Society of Cybernetics. Just do a search, American Society of Cybernetics. You know, it was Norbert Wiener at MIT that published, that authored, and that book was published in 1948. During World War II, MIT was the go-to university for people that were staffing the so-called Manhattan Project. And post-World War II, in the 40s and the 50s, there was something called the Macy Conferences that were organized. And they brought all of these so-called scientists and these academics from various universities from around the country and around the world to meet at these at this series of conferences. And since these people, each in their own particular field, dealt with a specific language which was foreign to other members or attendees of this confab, they decided that they needed to unite around something. And that science was called applied systems analysis, because they invented it out of whole cloth, and they had a blank slate, a tabula rasa, so-called, in which to do anything that they wanted with it. And so what we've been victimized by ever since is these academics throughout the country that are really just splinter groups of this applied systems analysis field. Again, that website is called the American Society of Cybernetics, and you can look up this word cybernetics and learn all about it. But we are enslaving ourselves in this country. That's a fact. Because remember, even though involuntary servitude was made illegal, they never made illegal voluntary servitude.
That's right. By contract.
And this is, and this is the reality of the world we live in today. You know, communitarian law is very much concomitant with contract law and commercial law. The truth is that we have all been designated nothing more than mere human resources or instruments of commerce under the law. And this is foreign to everybody. I will say this. The best place that anybody can start if they want to learn about the reality of communitarianism, communitarian law, is right at RBN's website at republicbroadcasting.org. Do a search, communitarianism, first things first.
By the way,
then do a second search.
Go ahead.
The second search is simply Lark on Communitarianism. And believe me, if you only read just those two articles, you will be heads and shoulders ahead of everybody you know. Just getting started.
By the way, Steve, did you notice he ducked the question about me asking when you're going to come back on the network and do a program?
Yeah, I caught that.
He's a slippery kind of guy out of Dallas.
Yeah,
a lot of funny things happen in Dallas, don't they? Lark, are you coming back on the network ever?
Well, do you want me to answer that question? I will after the break.
Oh, see, no, there's another little, there's a teaser.
We have a chance.
There's a, no, that was a teaser. Okay, Lark's going to make the announcement when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl.
We are back. Sorry about that long musical interlude, but we were talking to old Tom D about hosting our own server and on our own site, which it comes with a myriad of problems, but I'm paying somebody to stand guard against intrusion into our republicbroadcasting.org. At the rate of $395 a month, and quite frankly, I don't have it. I'm backed up with a bill, and this guy is a nice guy, but one of these days I fully expect to go up to the website and it not be there. All right? Folks, we are out of money, and I mean out. I haven't seen it this bad since going back to the Michael days when we had an internal sales guy that ripped us for about $70,000. So, at any rate, folks, please support this network. You just saw one disappear several weeks ago, and that was the Micro Effect, and that was set up to help micro broadcasters out there. He could never run a network. You know, as many people that have suggestion and like to bash this network and the way we run it and this, that, and the other, folks, It's 100% technically solid, top to bottom. The voice quality is very good. The content is very good. But we're lacking one thing. And the communitarians, Lark, are having their way by choking the economy. At any rate, you were going to say, Lark?
Yeah, just a quick finishing up on what we were talking about. If there's one sentence that will sum it all up, what is our real dilemma? It can be taken taken from a World War II cartoon by Walt Kelly. It was syndicated. He was a former Disney animator. He had a cartoon called Pogo. And there's a cartoon. You can look it up on the internet. And with a simple line of text below it. And it said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." Well, nowadays, we've got this new word. It's a portmanteau, and it's called frenemy, combining friend and enemy. Nowadays, it should read, "We have met the frenemy, and he is us." So who are the biggest enemies of the American people? Very often, it is ourselves and others, because we're literally surrounded by zombies and criminals, unwitting dupes and useful idiots.
And Lark?
So in answer to your question, I would recommend this. You know, this last 18 months, John, I have been battling prostate issues. I only beat it like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. And you know what? I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, I was living every single day, 24/7, in pain. I couldn't sleep, nothing. But I beat it, and with no help from a damn doctor either. I did it on my own. But with that said, if the listeners to this network want to hear me back on the air, then I would recommend that the host on this network invite me to speak about the subject matter. And let's find out. Because I was on your network for 14 months, and I'm going to tell you, in 14 months, 1 hour a week, not a single caller ever called in to talk about the subject matter at hand.
Well, and
you know me, John,
and Lark,
every single week was devoted to one topic.
Lark, there's a very good explanation for that. If you only have 1 hour a week, that's a total of 4 hours a month. And you were there explaining communitarianism, its roots, where you can see it, you know, face value, in your face today. Many people will not call because their call interrupts the flow of information. So don't look at it as the audience of this network didn't care. You just weren't on long enough.
Well, that's my suggestion. You know, ask that you send out an email to your host. You know, I don't know how many you've got, and see if they want to talk about it. I don't know if they do or not, but I'd like
Mark,
to.
Mark, I'll give you an invitation right this week. I'll have you on Sunday if you want to do Sunday an hour with me.
That's fine. Let me know. I'm okay. Here.
Okay.
I'm no,
we'll do
I'm
second
no
hour.
In
second
pain.
Hour with Lark. Got it.
That's cool.
All
That's
right.
cool.
All right, Lark.
Anyway, I've taken enough time, but I just want to let you all know that when you were reading about Jerry Lynn Ball,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that goes back to 1999.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff has been with us, y'all, since the 70s.
Yep.
And it's, you know, they're not going to, look, if they want to take over the country, they're not going to come right out and use the word on the TV and in your newspapers. They're going to use all the buzzwords. You know, these people on your Sunday talk shows, they're not going to use this word. They're going to call it community, sustainable, free trade, all kinds of words except the one word that will let the American people know what the hell it is that's happening.
You're right. Lark, I appreciate
Thanks, guys.
It. All righty. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. I got him second hour next week, this week.
Yeah, the only... Okay. By the way, our good friend here wanted us to bring up the Baltic Trade Index.
Yes, I sent that over to you. It's falling.
Yeah, which measures the cost of shipping goods around the world. Slumped nearly 21% or 208 points since the beginning of this year. We're not even out of January, folks. We're talking 20 days into this month, 2020. It slumped nearly 21% or 208 points, as I said. Now, the index has plunged nearly 61% after touching a multi-year high of 2,518 points in September of 2019 and ended 2019 15% lower. Now, it reached an all-time high in May of 2008.
11,700.
11,793, to be exact. And what also happened in 2008, Steve? Didn't we have a banking crisis?
Mortgage crisis.
Yeah, it was a crisis, all right.
You know, it's funny that the all-time low for the Baltic Dry Index is goes back to, I think, 2016. And it was 290. And at that time, they were saying things were good with the economy. So here's a number. Here's an index that's been tweaked since Fox found out about it and other mainstream media outlets have found out about it. They've tweaked this number. It's not a true number. We actually are not doing well. I've been saying this for a while, and it's not rosy. It's not a rosy picture at all. Trump's talking about the economy is great. We have yet to find. We're only in this first month here, John. Pretty soon, next week or two, my prediction, you're going to start getting notices of corporations that are closing doors, branches, retail is going to be closing here and there, and the big fall will be probably mid-February. You'll find out how many more store closings for major retailers. You watch.
Well, and it's gone unabated for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And Trump is going to be at Davos, Switzerland, I guess, tomorrow, is it? And he's going to be telling the Europeans how great our economy is. Well, Tyler Durden, which is just the consortium name over at Zero Hedge. Remember our friend, Mr. Neil Kashkari? He's the first wide-eyed son of a gun that during the banking crisis of 2008, and you really got to know him in 2009, I used to call him Mr. Cash and Carry. It's your cash, and he's carrying it out the back door. On Friday, this past Friday, Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, who just 2 months earlier made a stunning proposal, Steve, and Lark, listen to this one. Here's your communitarianism. When he said that it's time for the Fed to pick up where the USSR left off and start redistributing wealth, at least Kashkari chose the proper entity. Since the Fed has launched central planning across the U.S. national markets, it would also be proper in the banana republic that the U.S. has become. But the same Fed also decides who gets how much and the entire democracy, free enterprise, free market farce be skipped altogether. He issued a challenge to QE conspiratorial people, conspiratist, which apparently now also include his FOMC colleague and former Goldman Sachs co-worker, Robert Kaplan, in which he said, QE conspiratist, can say this all about the balance sheet growth. Someone explain how swapping one short-term risk, free instrument, that's called reserves, for another short-term risk, free instrument, that's called T-bills, leads to equity repricing. He says, I don't see it. Now, Cash and Carry, who this year gets to vote and decide the future of the U.S. monetary policy, yet is completely unaware of how the plumbing underneath the U.S. capital markets actually works. We did so for his benefit on Friday, although we certainly did not have to. After all, the central banks, the Central Bank for International Settlements, did a far better job than we ever could in December, a report which explained not just why the September repo disaster took place on the supply side, that's the sudden J.P. Morgan-mediated liquidity shortage, at the top four commercial banks, which prevented them from lending into the repo market. Well, there's Neil Kashkari, a classic example. He's actually citing the former Soviet Union, USSR, in redistributing money. Wow. Now, are you hearing this on finance, the business channel on Fox? No. You're just getting a lot of glib BS is all you're getting.
Yep. John, you ever watch Kramer?
No. You asked me that, and I've said I've never watched one episode of it.
Okay, well, he's hooked to his curious. Never mind.
No.
We won't go there.
Okay.
I don't buy anything he says. Like I said, he's playing the game also, and everything looks great. This is a great stock to buy into, and I think there's a lot of Enrons out there. A lot of Enrons.
Tons.
Cooking the books.
Tons of them.
Yep.
And how do you think the public is going to react, and how do you think they're going to report on this once this economy blows up because it's all been a fiction?
Yeah.
Gee, I imagine what they might say. Well, it sure isn't going to be
the
truth.
They're going to walk around acting stupid and saying, I didn't see it coming. They knew it was coming. You can bet, John, that the wealthy people know what's coming, and they pull their funding, they pull their stocks, they sell everything off. They know when it's going to hit the fan. They know.
Of course they do, because they got to start writing the script for that day's show. What are we going to say? You know, the last thing that these co-feared, lawyer-ridden presenters, these teleprompter readers, don't like is they don't like having the script disappear.
Yeah.
Once you get these people off script, they panic. I mean, it is literally a sheer panic. Yeah. Politicians the same way. Donald Trump and John F. Kennedy have one thing in common. They often went off script. But you watch. I mean, even, even this senator, and I hasten to call him that from New York, Chucky the Possum, really am a communist Schumer.
Yeah.
I'm watching him today at a press conference, and he's reading his script. He would only pick up his face to look at the audience as a pause between paragraphs.
Yep.
All carefully scripted. You want to see something funny? Watch the teleprompter go out on one of these guys, or watch their earpiece, where the producer or their handler is in their ear telling them what to say. If that earpiece goes dead, and I've seen it, mid-sentence, they're sitting there repeating what the producer's telling them to say, and all of a sudden there's a glitch, and they'll get this panic look on their face like, oh my God, there goes my pre-digested script.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, John, because I noticed the same thing. Chucky Schumer looking down his little cue cards. And I thought to myself, you know, if you speak from the heart and you're honest and you're truthful,
yeah,
you really don't need cue cards. You really don't. Which he's selling you something. He's selling you a lot. But he had to look down at his cue cards. I noticed that. And I said, you know, if you speak from the heart and you're truth and honest, watch the eyes. You don't even need the cue cards.
No. The only thing you use the cue cards is what I suggested to listeners if they want to call in any program on the network. You have your bullet points, the points that you want to get across, because people get mired and they'll start making a statement, or they'll bring up the point that they want to bring up, and then they get lost, and then they're off someplace else without ever really covering what they really wanted to say.
True.
Huh.
Little Chucky Schumer.
Little Chucky the Possum Schumer.
Speaking of which, tomorrow is the first day of the Senate trial. John, you want to give me a prediction what Wall Street's going to look like tomorrow?
It'll be up.
It'll be up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the quantitative easing that has been renamed, repo whatever, that's not due to expire until April. So mm-hmm. I don't look for anything really rash to happen between now and April. But who knows? And again here, folks, what's at stake? And I want people to understand this. I want people to understand this. Because evidently they're not getting it. That this is not about Donald Trump. This was about the communist revolution in this country on the political side. This is why they needed It Takes a Village idiot, Hillary Clinton, to be president of the United States. To continue unabated with their programming of communizing America. And then Donald Trump came along. Remember, the medias were absolutely convinced that this joker had absolutely no chance. And if you doubt that, folks, YouTube is full of it. Go look at prior to the actual election in 2016. Look at what they were saying. And then look at the faces after the election results came in. They were absolutely horrified. But remember what I have said, that these talking heads, these faces that you see propped up by our quote-unquote news media in this country, the real object is to bring this country down. And who are the deep state? That is your international bankster gangsters. As long as there was something to wring out of this country, our labor, our assets, they're hard at work. But don't forget that the objective of the money masters is to destroy this country so they can have their European-styled New World Order. Now, they've had some problems along the way, haven't they? Yes, they have, because it took too damn long. People were reading the internet. People started listening to experts, real experts, people that are well-studied in their subject matter, and they started to get the idea that something very, very bad and smelly is going on. Of course it is. This has been a race to the finish line, and we never had to be a half a mile ahead of them. We just need to be one step ahead of them. But understand what's at stake here. And Steve,
yes,
they'll pull the economy on Trump. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, they will.
They cannot have this guy in there. Now, isn't it funny that there's no, here we are in January of 2020. Can you name me any other Republicans that are going to be running for president?
No.
I can't either.
There's like one or two, but they're no-namers.
Well, no. Yeah, but they're making noises. That's all they're making. They're not making political hay, and they're certainly not making the political donations because they have yet to declare.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, it must be very frustrating for the Democrats to throw everything they can at this guy and still can't derail him. I mean, even admitting at the very end there with the hearing in the House of saying we must. I think it was Elijah Cummings. It wasn't Cummings. It was Al Green. We must impeach this man or he will become president again in 2020. We must impeach him because he's going to rig the 2020 elections. This is amazing. Yeah. That was the whole agenda from the very beginning. And I think the people caught that pretty fast. This is a political strategy. It's all it is.
Steve, you and I have gone back and forth on the Trump issue.
Yep, we have.
And for sure. But here's what I want people to understand. That Donald J. Trump may not have been the best man for president. He was an aberration. He was something that they did not count on.
Yeah.
And I shortened the version, who would you rather have had? And this pisses a lot of people off, and I understand it. It should be the best man for the job representing the republic. Yeah, I get that. And Donald Trump, he's no strict constitutionalist. Yeah, I get that as well. But what he was is an interruption in the timeline for their revolution in this country. Has Donald Trump made all the right decisions? Hell no. Has he made some good decisions?
By the way, John, has Donald Trump chimed in much on the Virginia Second Amendment sanctuary? Has he chimed much in?
Yeah, I read a Twitter post earlier today, and I wanted to snag it so I could bring it up, but maybe tomorrow. Yeah, he's come out about the Richmond deal, and he's in support of the Second Amendment. So,
okay,
yeah, he hasn't been over the top with it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Lenny in
he's kind of walking on eggshells right now. This will be interesting tomorrow, the first day of the trial.
Yeah, trial.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi was on what's that communist guy on HBO?
Bill Maher.
Yeah. He
fist
had,
pumping. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Well,
I laughed when I saw her handing out the ceremonial pins.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I wonder if those pins are going to end up on eBay or something, a couple $1,000, maybe $50,000-$60,000 for a ceremonial impeachment pin. But she was handing out these little pins. You get one.
Steve, I'm trying to close out this program, and I got another caller to stick in here. But yeah, it was an embarrassment. And her statement was, just remember this, Trump's impeachment will remain forever. Well, so will Billy Clinton's.
Yep.
Lenny in California. Lenny, you got the last word today.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Steve, in your studies, I'm curious, have you come across the part where Dr. King got real religion? He started practicing that old-time religion when he started speaking out against the wrongs of the Vietnam War. And then when he was invited over to Israel to make the state of Israel look good, he spoke out against it and said he could not go in good faith when his Palestinian brothers and sisters were suffering in akin to what the blacks were suffering here at this time, not on the same proportional level, but you understand what he was saying when he said he couldn't go. When he, did not accept the invitation to go to Israel, he understood that he was being used. Okay? Yeah. Now, I don't know if you've gotten to that part of your study, but when you look at the likes of Dr. King, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Medgar Evers, John Lennon, Malcolm X, all these people were a threat to the establishment. They were, times, a glitch in the matrix like Trump is now. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with everything Trump has done, especially with the assassination of Soleimani. But I do agree that the information I've come across lately, in the sense that it has been reported, unconfirmed, that a couple of the Republican senators threatened to flip against Trump in the Senate trial and go with the Democrats unless he assassinated Soleimani. Now, I'll give you one hint as to who one of them was. He admitted that he knew the assassination was coming before anybody else, but this is the same one that was running around with John McCain while he was alive, okay, and before he was lowered.
Are we talking about the effeminate Lindsey Graham?
The Lindsey Ladyboy Graham, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So a few of them were put under pressure by their dual citizen masters, okay, to help Trump, to influence Trump to do what he shouldn't have done in the first place. Now, I saw the look in Trump's eyes after he pulled this stunt, and there was fear because it wasn't right, man. It just wasn't right. But let me get back to Dr. King. And have your studies brought you across the point when he spoke out against it, all of the circle around him, the likes of Andrew Young, John Lewis, Jesse Jackson, all of these people warned him about speaking out against it. And when he refused to succumb to their warning, they stepped back and he was assassinated. Now, did you get to the part where Phil Donahue pressed Jesse Jackson?
Right. Now, Lenny, Lenny, we're flat out of time. I'm not cutting you off, but we're out of time. I wish you would have called in earlier in the program. And you're probably not going to like tomorrow's program with Atkins because he's done extensive research. My only problem here with MLK, the big one, was this civil rights movement, which is not civil rights, isn't constitutional. Steve, I appreciate you being here today. And ladies and gentlemen, please support this network. You can go to our website. You can make a PayPal donation today, republicbroadcasting.org. Just hit the donate button at the top. For you people out there that don't have computer, and there's a lot of you out there that have even dropped your computers, you can send us an email. Here is our address, RBN2251, Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Folks, send what you can, but do it right away. It's only not even the third week of the month, and we are flat out of any ability to stay on air. So please, keep us on the air, because once we're gone, it'd be too expensive to come back. Trust me on that one. Starting networks from the ground up again, very, very expensive.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.